And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 30th of July, 2025. July 30th is National Whistleblower Day. The vegan organization Gen V has compiled a list of whistleblowers who have been exposing the truth of animal farming. Thanks to their bravery, the public can now be convinced that what the animal rights movement has been saying about the secretive animal agriculture industry is all true. Some of the whistleblowers highlighted are workers who felt they had to speak up about what they saw. For example, North Carolina chicken farmer Craig Watts became so disillusioned with the industrial farming process that he invited a nonprofit to come and see the poor conditions for birds on his farm. 10 years later, Watts is still being punished for speaking out and being sued by the chicken corporation he exposed. Others are people working in the industry who radically changed left and became animal protectionists. For example, Dr. Alice Brow worked in the industry as a pig vet, but after some time witnessing the horrors of how pigs are treated, she became a vegan animal rights activist. She no longer works on pig farms and gives many talks describing what she witnessed while dealing with them. She said in an interview with Vegan FTA, "I ended up in the pig industry and did 2 years in it before I went vegan. I don't think I was quite prepared for what I would find on British pig farms. I had hundreds of farms under my care, and it was just becoming more and more apparent that there was nothing good happening. I had all different types of farms, organic, small family farms that had farm shops attached, right up to massive industrial factory farms. It didn't seem to matter which type of farm they were in or which assurance scheme they were under. There was always some horrendous suffering to be found." Other whistleblowers featured in the Gen V article titled, "What Do Whistleblowers Say About Factory Farming?" are Tom Herrick, chicken farm worker, Dr. Lynn Simpson, live export veterinarian, Dr. Dean Wyatt, slaughterhouse veterinarian, and several other anonymous witnesses of the horrors of animal farming. It's the birthday of Phineas Baird O'Connell, born on this day in 1997. Phineas is an American singer-songwriter, record producer, and actor. The recipient of numerous accolades, he has written and produced music for various artists, most notably for his younger sister, Billie Eilish, and is credited on all of her projects. For their song, "What Was I Made For?", Billy and Phineas won the Grammy Award for Song of the Year, along with the Academy Award for Best Original Song and the Golden Globe for Best Original Song. They became the youngest two-time Academy Awards winners ever. Phineas O'Connell took to Instagram to tell his 2.5 million followers that being vegan is, quote, "honestly so criminally easy right now, you have no excuse not to be." And today from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Central European Summertime, join the training webinar, Roadmap Towards Phasing Out Animal Testing, Next Steps for Humane Science. For decades, science has been moving towards safer, more efficient, and more human-relevant methods of assessing chemical safety. Globally, efforts in major markets, including the EU, United States, Canada, South Korea, and Brazil, are accelerating the shift to animal-free science. This scientific momentum, combined with strong public support and political will, led to the success of the Cosmetics Free Europe Citizens Initiative, signed by over 1.2 million EU citizens. In response, the European Commission made a landmark commitment to develop a roadmap to phase out animal testing in chemical safety assessments. This timely webinar will provide a comprehensive update on progress to date of this ambitious initiative. Find the link for this event in today's show notes. And here's the second part of Victor Hugo's poem, Truth. O Truth, with deep devotion I've plunged in depths profound, and sought thee in the ocean where'er the plummets sound. Though fogs and mists may bind thee, and shoals and sandbanks mock, we're sure at last to find thee, as firm, as hard as rock. A hill from which all floweth, a path which all have trod, a gulf to which all goeth, the handiwork of God, a star we're still blaspheming, although on nearer view, after wild doubts and dreaming, we'll know its ray was true. Truth by Victor Hugo. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the truth is, animals deserve kindness.